and welcome to Daily Dit. It's Lydia Tester with you today, filling in for Lauren Mitchell. Hope you're good, hope you're well. It's Monday, the 17th of August, and today we are heading over to Salisbury Plain to hear what's been going on with the British Superbike Championships. Here to tell us more about it is Richard Wyeth. Richard, how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you very much, Lydia. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting in the host seat today. I'm feeling very important, but I'm very glad that you're here to tell us more about what's been going on. But before we get into it, what have you been up to yourself?
Well, I've been up to, not too much really, just doing the Sunday breakfast show and then chilling over the weekend after watching loads of motorbikes at the weekend as well, which was good on Friday.
Yeah, tell me more about that. Is that something that you're passionate about? Are you into your bikes?
I love motorbikes. I may not have one myself, but I love watching MotoGP, love going to racetracks, particularly Thruxton at the weekend because it was the latest round of the British Superbike Championship.
Yeah, so can you tell us a bit more about that for people that don't know? What is the British Superbike Championship?
Well, it's sort of one step down from MotoGP action. So you've got the top motorbike riders that race around the tracks in the British Superbike Championship. Over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, they have two lots of rounds of racing, get points for it to become the overall champion of the season at the end of all the races in the rounds. Friday is a practice day. But as well as the main British Superbike Championship, they have other categories that they have racing in, like stock bikes and smaller bikes that go around the track as well, different rounds that enable people like the Army Motorcycle Race Team to get involved with it and True Heroes Racing as well.
That's so cool. So you went along on the Friday, didn't you? What was that like? Because that's the practice. What was the atmosphere like then?
The atmosphere is always great. There are people around because some love to go for all 3 days to watch the bikes doing their practicing because you get to see them a little bit more because they're out for two or three times on the Friday to have free practice before the British Superbikes have their qualifying round. So it's really good. The atmosphere is always great. People are just enthusiastic. They have a look around the paddock. So they're able to actually come into the paddock and go around to all the different race teams, particularly and have chats with them. Maybe not the British Superbike team because they tend to be in a slightly different area, but the ones that aren't in the main races, you're able to have a chat with them and find out more and have a look at their bikes.
That's so fun. It sounds like a great day, but you were there in a work capacity. So did you get chatting to anybody?
I did. I caught up with some of the Army Motorcycle Road Race team. They were there, but I was particularly keen and chatted to True Heroes Racing, hosted me on the day. They're a competitive motorcycle racing team that helps enthuse and refocus wounded, injured and sick UK personnel and veterans. It started out many years ago with Murray Hambrough, who was a W amputee, and they got in racing motorbikes and got involved with British Superbikes. And it's grown since then over the 14 years or so. And I most caught up with a current serving RAF personnel, a Corporal Kenny McLeod, who's based at RAF Lossiemouth. He's in his second season with True Heroes Racing, and I had a chat with him to see how his season is going.
Yeah, this year's going really well so far. Aims at the start of the year was to try and be in that top 10 consistently within the main races and then top 5 in the heats. So far, every round, we've achieved that. So we're right on the pace. We're making massive improvements every time we get on the bike, and it's going really well.
Yeah, we're at Thruxton this weekend. It's practice day, really, today on the Friday. You went out there, got position 3, which is really good.
Yeah, absolutely. So coming to Thruxton's a great leveler, I find, because you can't test here. It's only the BSB that tends to come here. So it's a good leveler, and the rider that can then can really make a difference. So it's not one that people are doing track days all the time on. So yeah, it's really good. I'm enjoying it.
Do you solely concentrate on True Heroes Racing, racing with them, or do you do some RAF motorbike racing as well?
So over the last couple of years, I have been part of the RAF Motorsports team. We've been racing on No Limits in the Inter-Service Championship. But this year, the main focus has just been the BSB. Last year, I did both championships, and coming from Lossiemouth, it definitely took a strain on me, and it was a lot of mileage up and down the road. So we've done a few selected rounds this year at No Limits, but the main focus this year has been BSB.
You have been recognised by the RAF, though. We've got to mention it. Sportsman of the Year, were you nominated for at the RAF Sports Awards last year? You didn't win, but it was good to be recognised.
Absolutely. Like, what an honour to be nominated and to make the final three. Like I say, it was disappointing not to win, but to get down to the Officers Club down in London and the whole day and the whole experience was fantastic. And to be chosen as top three sportman in the whole force out of 30-odd thousand people, it's a fantastic achievement.
Now, after Thruxton weekend, done and dusted, what's next?
Next up, we've got Cadwell in a couple of weeks up in Lincolnshire. So yeah, really looking forward to that one as well. A totally different track to Thruxton. Thruxton's flat out everywhere. Cadwell's quite technical, quite narrow. Thruxton's really wide. So yeah, it'll be really good, and we'll see how we get on there.
How good is it? Now you've settled into being on True Heroes Racing team. How good is it being part of the team?
It's fantastic. Phil Spence, the owner of the team and the guy that set up the team, what he's done here is fantastic. Like, this is a fully non-for-profit organisation that relies solely on like funding from sponsorships and donations and the shop we got out the front and things like that. It's totally different to any other race team, and it's been going for 14 years this year. Next year's going to be 15, and going off Phil's plans, I don't think he plans on stopping anytime soon either.
Which is really good. So would you then, Kenny, recommend anyone in the military or ex-military to come and volunteer for True Heroes Racing, get involved, find out more?
Absolutely. Like I said, it's filled with like-minded people. You get that unique military banter that you don't get anywhere else. So honestly, if you're interested in motorsports and motorbike racing, it's a really good way to spend your weekends. And like I say, the volunteers here are so appreciated, because again, without them, it doesn't run. Like, this team is unique. It's not about the riders. It is all about everybody else. And whether you're current serving or ex-serving, the team's always looking for people to come along and help.
Oh, wow. It literally sounds so great. He's actually so passionate about it. Did you manage to talk to other people? Was everyone as passionate about it as Kenny was?
Absolutely. I mean, he mentioned their second season. He's been with it, and he really understands more about True Heroes Racing, what they do. W1 Phil Spencer, the founder and team principal, he's so passionate about it. He's there to give something back to the forces and also the veterans and service personnel that get involved with it. Once they're there, they really find out more and understanding. So it's not just the racers on the bikes. Obviously, they're front of house, but it's behind the scenes of volunteers that they really help. I met a couple of guys, one particular, he's just there and he enjoys just helping out, doing the washing up of all the plates. And he's a veteran from the Falklands from 1982, and he still has flashbacks from there. But by coming along to True Heroes Racing, helping out motorbike weekends, it sort of helps him ease into the day and sort of forget about his troubles, which is great. And there's another guy that's got a serious illness who was in the forces. His wife actually helps out as an admin person, but she says when he comes along, suddenly he lights up again, his face, and he just loves it, even though he's in a wheelchair and he can't do much, but he just loves the experience. And then one of the other riders, Chris Duggan, he's an amputee from the knee downwards, an ex-power, and he actually said to me, if it wasn't True Heroes Racing, he wouldn't be here. It's actually saved his life.
That's incredible.
And that really got to me. And well, that is sort of what it's all about, is helping the veterans, particularly to deal with illnesses and wounds and injuries.
It's amazing that something so simple as getting involved in like a passion project or something that's near and dear to them can just like change your whole perspective.
Absolutely, 100%. And they're all saying, yeah, any veteran, any service personnel that wants to volunteer to help at any of the races they're at, because they've got Caldwell Park coming up very soon, they've got about three or four more races this season, they'd love to hear from them. And literally, you don't have to do anything to start off with, just turn up to one of the races, have a look on British Superbike's website and you'll find out where the races are. Go along, visit them in the paddock, True Heroes Racing, and have a chat with them. They'd love to get you on board and help to become a volunteer, and hopefully it'll help you out as well, particularly, as they say, it's to help those wounded, injured, sick UK personnel and veterans get refocused again.
Amazing. So more races to come. And Richard, from your point of view, are there any highlights from the day? Anything you can add as to why people should go along to the upcoming races?
I think it's just a splendid day. The racing is fantastic. You just sort of been by the track, you suddenly realise how fast these bikes are going. You may watch like MotoGP or British Superbike on TV. You see them going fast, but it's not until you're there and you try and take a photo yourself, you realise how quick they are going. It is a dangerous sport. They put it on the line, but they got the passion. And I go back to True Heroes Racing. Yeah, they're not the fastest, but they're there doing the business. I mean, Kenny's doing really, really well. He had position three in free practice over the weekend. And yeah, they're passionate. And it's just a fantastic day out. If you love your motorbikes, I would say go along and enjoy it.
Amazing. Well, Richard, thanks so much for telling us more about it. It's when you don't know something in particular, it's so fun to hear from someone who is so passionate about it, so you can find out all like the extra gossip. So thanks for coming along today.
It's a pleasure. Great being here, Lydia.
So what else is going on across BFBS? Well, the Premier League is almost back, so why not make it even more interesting by creating a fantasy team and joining our BFBS League? It's all for fun, so there may not be a prize up for grabs, but bragging rights are on the line. So what are you waiting for? Head to bfbs.com/fantasy, that's bfbs.com/fantasy, to get involved. Well, that's it from me. Thanks so much for joining today's episode of Daily Dits, and we'll see you tomorrow.